Good morning. This is The Takeaway. I'm Adora Udoji.
And I'm John Hockenberry. And on the last trading session of 2008, the Japan Nikkei stock index managed to close out the month of December with a marginal increase, which would not be a story, except it is the only positive bit of news in the worst year in Nikkei history in Japan. The Nikkei average finished the year down 42%. It's the worst annual performance for the Nikkei stock average ever. Joining us now is Andrew Walker, BBC business and economics correspondent, joining us from London. Andrew, thanks for being a part of the program.
Pleasure.
So the Nikkei off 42%, I mean, in some sense, it's kind of a symbolic, emblematic number of everything that's gone wrong in 2008. But what do you think it means to the Japanese economy?
Well, it tells a story mainly, not exclusively, but mainly of flagging economic performance in the rest of the world. Japanese consumers have not been big on expanding their spending for quite some time, and certainly continued weakness of Japanese consumer confidence is part of that story. But it's really about exports to the United States, to Europe, and actually to other parts of Asia as well, where economies haven't actually gone into recession the way they have in North America and Europe, but certainly are growing much more slowly. And so Japan, being dependent for its growth as it has been on exports, has seen that external market slip back. And inevitably, that's been reflected in deteriorating profits for its businesses. And that, in turn, has been reflected in this very bad year, indeed, for share prices.
So you would expect the year in which Toyota lost money for the first time in, I guess, something like 81 years would also be the worst year for the Nikkei.
Yeah, and actually the car sector was one particularly bad performer. Toyota's down by around half. Some of the other car makers are down even more. And I must say, you know, personally, when I first heard that Toyota talking about losses, one was kind of used to hearing about losses at Ford and General Motors, but hearing it coming from Toyota was something that frankly made my jaw drop.
For the first time in 71 years, actually.
71 years, it's a long, long time. Well, the Nikkei is at 88.60 right now. Remind us in the minute and a half or so before we go what the good old days were like for the Nikkei.
That's an awfully long time ago, I have to say. Bear in mind that the Nikkei did not have the boom of the 1990s, the technology boom that we had in the United States and in some European markets. The peak was actually 19 years ago, and from that peak, the Nikkei is down a total of more than 70%. The Nikkei had its big boom back in the 1980s with some extraordinary increases in share prices and an enormous real estate bubble. That came to an end at the end of the decade, and Japan has never recovered, and the Japanese stock market at least has never recovered from that experience.
And we all can remember reporting on Japan was going to take over. The entire world is shifting to the Pacific. I mean, it is amazing how things and fortunes can so quickly shift in this global economy.
It didn't take very long, did it, before we had to start thinking again, and
suddenly
we were trying to learn lessons from Japan about how not to do things. Well, maybe that, you know, that Trans-Pacific flow in lessons is turning round once again.
Indeed.
But, you know, for sure, Japan is in for a difficult period one way or another.
Andrew Walker reporting on the worst year for the Nikkei in Japan, 2008, BBC business and economics correspondent from London. Thank you, Andrew.